You have made it to season 4 of the Not Neurotypical podcast. I'm your host, Laura Stan, and season 4 is all about connection. Connection to self, connection to our community, and continued growth. And I truly believe it's only up from here. But even still, it's good to be prepared. So buckle your safety belts, hold on tight. It may still be a bumpy ride, but it feels really good to know where we're headed. If you've been a listener for a while, or if you recently found this podcast, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a review and let listeners know, or prospective listeners know, what you think about this podcast. And if you have anything negative to say, or positive feedback, or constructive criticism, I would love to hear that as well. Feel free to email me at hello@laurastan.com. That's hello@laurazdan.com. Or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Also, follow my social media accounts. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/notneurotypicalpodcast, as well as Instagram and Twitter at Laura Stan. That's LauraZdan. I would love to have you as a follower. And like I say in this episode, I can't respond to all messages right now. That's just a boundary that I'm at. I wish I could, but I just can't. So that doesn't mean that I don't want your messages. I still love to see them, but I just can't always respond. So if you are understanding with that, I would really appreciate it. But I still would love your feedback. So leave a review or message me and follow me on social media, and we'll go from there. Hello. I am back. I took a little break. A lot really is going on. I do not even know where to start. But it's been very interesting. I got sick, as you may guess, with COVID, and I have a lot to be grateful for. I didn't make it to the hospital, but I was very close to that point. And it's been recovery since the beginning of February from there. Recovery with mental health and physical health. And I'm still not 100%, even now on April 21st, 2021. So it's been months and it's been a long road, but overall, I'm in a really positive place as of right now. But as you know, it's a bumpy ride and I am up and down. But I just wanted to say hi and talk a little bit. There's been so much going on. I don't even know what to talk about, but I really miss doing these podcasts, and I would like to come back and say hi way more often. Hopefully get on a schedule again where I release one either every week, Tuesday and Wednesday. But things are just so up in the air. We're getting to a point, at least in this area, where things are starting to open up, but it's still like this limbo mode where you really can't plan too much. Like, for instance, you know, I don't know exactly when my kids are going to be going to school next year and things like that. So there is still a lot of uncertainty, which we've been talking about for the whole year previous. And there's so much up and down. As you probably know, I had started right at the beginning of 2021 a new membership called Connect, and I was so sick I had to cancel that. And I got really depressed about that. And a lot of people don't know that COVID causes depression and anxiety, not typical of a virus. Like, it actually can really affect your mental health, not just because of your physical issues that you're having. It's like a whole separate thing. And it really hit me hard. I went to a lot of dark places. I decided to pause Connect while I was recovering, because not only was I physically unable to do so much. I was so up and down. My fatigue, it was just so all-encompassing. I can talk. And not just that, I had the most intense brain fog I've ever had of my life. It's still kind of here, but it is nothing like the intensity of before. And if you're a neurodivergent, you know what brain fog is. We get it, but I never had brain fog like this. It was like dementia level. There were times when I seriously really scared myself and I felt like I can't work on this membership when I can't think. Like it was just hard. So I paused it to work through all of these things, and that will be resuming soon. I'll keep you updated about that. But I still at this point am still pretty physically impacted. Walking at a pretty medium pace, I can still only walk about 5 minutes straight, not even at a fast pace. We're talking like a medium pace. And it sucks, but you know, considering the outcome that so many others have with COVID, I still have a lot to be very grateful for, and I am. And I'm really just focused on getting my life back. No complaining here, just sharing and just giving you an update of where I am. I've gotten a lot of messages from you amazing listeners, like, I hope everything's okay. You haven't done a podcast in a while. When are you going to do another podcast? And the PDAer in me, which is pathological demand avoidance, we've talked about that in the past. The PDAer in me is like, oh, I'm going to do it whenever I want to. But at the same time, I loved just hearing the feedback of people saying, I miss your podcast and when can we get a new one? And so thank you for checking up on me. I recently am back on social media a little bit, not too much. My mental health still is not perfect. I mean, what does that mean? I don't know. Not where I want it to be quite yet. So I'm not like going all out on social media. I'm not able to respond to every message I get anymore. I'm just not able to. I don't really know why exactly that is, but that's the way it is. It doesn't mean I don't want your messages, and it doesn't mean I don't care about your messages, but you know, we have to take care of ourselves. This is what leads to meltdowns and burnout, is not knowing what we're capable of or what we can handle and just doing things because we think we should. And this leads to really negative places in our lives. It leads us to turbulent internal experiences that people outside of us just can't get. I mean, we relate to each other, but even we can't fully understand what's happening inside someone else's body and mind. And, you know, in Connect, we were just getting to boundaries, and we're definitely going to pick up where we left off. But it's something that I'm learning is literally the most important part of survival, because boundaries is something that first of all, let's just be real. Humans in general don't understand boundaries. I know a lot of neurotypicals who are so overbearing and have no idea what boundaries are and disrespectful of others' boundaries. And understanding boundaries is just like communication. It's a two-way street. Respecting boundaries is a huge part of supporting your family and friends and loved ones, and even being a good manager and things like that, or a good employee or whatever you want to say. Like, boundaries is such a huge part of it, but it's not just setting your own boundaries. It's trying to understand other people's. And so over the past few months, even though we were about to talk about boundaries in Connect, with the members in there, it's funny because I've gotten a crash course on boundaries in a way that I never had before. I never had any type of physical disabling experience. I mean, I sprained my ankle when I was a kid and things like that, but I never in my life, besides just getting randomly sick and recovering, was in a position to where my body couldn't do what I wanted it to do. And it was really eye-opening. And I really use it as a learning experience because it's so hard. I mean, I have the invisible disabilities. I understand disability in general and how my brain and executive functioning sometimes just cannot do what I want it to do. But I've never experienced that physically before. And just like our minds and our brain and executive functioning, when you are experiencing body limitations, boundaries are, from what I experienced, maybe even more important. And once again, people don't understand. Like, my body looks okay, and I'm telling people I'm just so tired. And everyone's telling me, well, take these vitamins or, you know, like all that homeopathic stuff or whatever. And I appreciate that. And of course, like, good diet and trying to exercise and taking the proper vitamins are helpful. But, you know, this is not caused from a vitamin deficiency or things like that. And unfortunately, vitamins can't immediately cure my fatigue that I'm experiencing from COVID or any fatigue. And then also random aches and pains that I've been experiencing. I still have a rash that's very itchy. It's like hives. It kind of comes and goes. I've had it for months. I first got it when I was really sick and had a fever, and it just never went away all the way, even with medications, topical steroid ointments. I was on an inhaler for the first time in my life, like just really physically debilitating. And I just never realized just how important boundaries are, not just for the mental aspects, because I'm autistic and I don't always get things until I go through the experience. And through every experience, I just learn so much more about myself and the world and others, and I enjoy learning and growing in that area. But yeah, I've been through a lot, and I'm really excited to get back to a world where I can participate in the ways that I want to, and it just really gives me a bigger heart for people who are experienced this, the symptoms that I experienced through COVID regularly, like, you know, chronically disabled people who have that chronic fatigue where they don't know why. There's just days they just can't do anything. They can't move. They just want to lay in bed. And it's not necessarily mental, but that can also be from, you know, trauma or depression, anxiety, things like that. It just kind of opened up my world to a lot of new outlooks, because I've been very blessed of having a very able body. And for the first time in my life, it felt like I wasn't sure if I would ever get better. I'm still not sure if I'll get all the way back to where I was beforehand. I don't know. I'm on a wait list for a local post-COVID program, and which is just ridiculous, but I'm on the wait list for that, and it would involve some physical therapy and things like that, and I'm still looking forward to that. I still need it. I can barely walk around, and I'm someone who previously has been very active. I mean, like, in 2018, I ran a marathon, which is 26.2 miles and things like that. Like, I'm a very active person. So it's been like this whole new world. And yeah, I still don't know if I'm fully gonna, quote, recover from all of this, but I'm really just focused on making the most of everything. But it's been really eye-opening. And I like getting these experiences and being able to empathize a little better and see other sides of the human experience. I think it's a good thing, especially because I'm someone who learns through experiences more than anything else. So it's been very eye-opening. But this is my little update. I don't have anything too much more to discuss with you or to share that I can think of at the moment, because I'm just winging it. You know how I normally do it. But I hope all of you have been okay and been hanging in there. And yeah, I will definitely be recording another episode within the next week. So look for that. And I'm happy to be back. Take care of yourself.